pay for this shit. No, nothing. Jesus Christ, I'd pay to not have it.
Yeah.
You didn't have it for like a whole year. Why did you say yes?
For free. Well, because it was Eurovision. Because I said Eurovision. I thought, do I get to talk about Eurovision? All right, that's a price worth paying.
We could have come over and just talked about Eurovision without me.
Yeah.
Well, but that wasn't the deal on the table, was it? Okay. I did.
You could have... Come on, you've negotiated deals before. You could have come back with... Yes, come over and talk about Eurovision. No, don't pay for it.
No, don't record it. Don't make other people listen.
It's like what, you know, when you smell something bad and then you smell it again to make sure that it smells bad. this smells off. Oh, that is definitely off.
So you're saying...
Oh, my God, that is so off. Oh. Or like when you're reading a book, you're saying, this book is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I've got to finish it.
I've only got two more chapters to go.
Yeah.
This piece of shit.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the constant abuse of the podcast is finite. Until you go... No, it really does stink.
It definitely stinks.
We only have so many sniffs.
We need to have some kind of like a Glen 20 or something we spray into the Puffcast.
We need some kind of gag reflex that stops us from actually eating the stink.
That's
which,
the problem.
Ironically, none of us have.
That was bred out years ago. Surgically removed.
Welcome back to Talking Puffy. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, and the punctual Toby Sullivan.
the sniffing Toby Sullivan.
And you've started out on a rant.
Have you?
I have.
Have you ever done that thing where you stick your finger in your belly button and smell it and go, ew, and then do it again?
Yes. I didn't know that was a thing you could do.
Do it. Stick it in.
Do it now.
Stick it into my belly button.
Into your belly button. It's putrid in there.
Because it's a really distinctive putrid.
I've got a cold. I can't smell anything.
Oh, what? Your belly button's blocked up.
My belly sinus is really right,
maybe it's also because I'm fat. I get like a lot of stink way
I get. Maybe it's because I have an immaculate belly button.
Well, you've got
fluff.
An immaculate everything.
I've got an immaculate everything.
I get fluff in mine.
Yeah, I get fluff in mine.
Yeah.
Fluff.
Do you get fluff in your bum? No. You
no. So there's a reason they don't need to sweep Bourke Street. So much traffic. Never had time to settle.
So much traffic.
Just never get time to settle, you know.
Ding, ding. Well, that brings us to our next letter. Dear Talking Puffy, firstly, Scott, you are my favourite.
Thank you.
I have fallen in love with you.
Oh, I wrote this letter.
Well, more precisely, I fall inside of you.
Oh,
and I can't get up.
At first, I tried to claw my way back to the outside world, but eventually, all the other guys in here talked me into staying.
Our listeners are funnier than us.
We'd like to let you know we appreciate the continuous supply of booze, pills and ammo. Anyhow, I have a question about housework. Vacuuming is boring. I recently discovered drunk vacuuming, which makes it tolerable. I started with a beer in one hand and the hose in the other. Later, I stumbled across adding a shot of vanilla vodka. By the fourth vodka beer, I decided, why the fuck not add dancing and singing? So on went the iPod and I let rip Madonna's greatest hits. This letter is really convoluted.
Yeah, but clearly written by the fourth member of Talking Totally.
Yes, thanks, Wes. And much to my delight, provided I keep to low-carb beer and top-shelf vodka, I found drunk dancing vacuuming gets this dreary chore out of the way, done and dusted. However, in a rare moment of sobriety, I realised I have a moral dilemma. There's a time and a place for consuming moderate amounts of alcohol, but I'm not sure whether I'm doing the right thing by myself or my liver by always listening to Madonna. Should I add some Kylie? Yours, Bevan and East Bentley.
Do you know what? I am really into drunk ironing.
Drunk ironing? Oh, that's dangerous. Yeah, that's burning.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what the fuck? You've totally burned yourself.
Yeah, I totally cooked myself. But I do like to have a couple of glasses of wine and do exactly as Bevan does and turn on the radio and have a bit of a drunk sing-along while I'm ironing.
I iron because my grandmother, I learned how to iron from my grandmother.
Yes.
Who would iron during Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless.
Yeah. Yes.
So I have to... TV owning. Like, you've been to my house. My kitchen's in the lounge room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just perch my, my ironing board just facing the telly and watch something... Generally with teenagers in it.
Oh, Ready, Steady, Cook.
Attractive teenagers doing terrible things to it, like the Vampire Diaries the...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sean Cody. People.
No, I'm not wank ironing. You've got a burn on your wrist, can you imagine?
I was going to say, that's even more dangerous.
Wow.
And kind of circular, because it's like, that one's back in the wash.
Oh, look, my balls are wrinkly. I wonder if...
Don't wank iron, kids. Don't wank iron. Don't wank iron.
See,
don't wank iron.
I'm really into drunk drinking. where I like to just sit and commit, okay?
Right.
That's all there is.
Right.
If I'm going to drink, that's all I'm doing.
Well, you do hang out with a lot of barflies.
I was going to say, that's a haggard barfly.
Yeah,
are we fucking around? Are we drinking?
All right, yeah.
I'm
not here to fuck spiders, mate.
Here's something I haven't told the podcast people.
Oh, yes, of course.
Last June, I went on holidays to Brisbane, where it's socially acceptable at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to have a beer... in the middle of the Queen Street Mall outside Myer.
Yep.
So I got this little middle of the row, middle of the street
cafes
in
the middle of the mall. Yeah.
And people are just drinking.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, I'm totally hooking into that. I had a perfectly good time. Then came back to Melbourne, was still drinking, was going to work. And then had like the worst hangover I've ever had, which I've had more of in my 40s than I had in my 20s or 30s.
Gets pretty hard.
Yeah. And it was like, it wasn't even a big night. I'd gone to a concert at the Palms at Crown.
Not Jedwood.
No, it was Anthony Calea and Tim Campbell playing support. and then I went to their after party because they're lovely. And then with your flatmate, Scott, with Thomas Jaspers, went to the Peel.
Oh, that was your first mistake.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake. Oh. And then I got stuck at the Peel listening to, I'm doing Les Mis next year, Dales. No, I'm going to be doing Les Mis.
You got the weather report.
They haven't announced it yet, but it's coming.
You got new sport and weather.
I got trash lead. I got fully. Yeah. And like, you know, we were having.
Can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Can you do Trevor Ashley doing the hold message at Telstra?
You're called.
Thanks for calling Telstra. We appreciate your call, and your call is important. I'll fucking put that down. I am not doing that musical. Your call is important to us, but some cunt will come to you soon or later. Troy's busy washing my hair. It's in a box.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anytime. But yeah, I was talking to Trashley until 4 a.m. And it was, you know, I never got to that point where I was having the best time of my life. Yeah.
It was fine.
Neither was it the worst.
No, it was just, you know, a night out.
It was
out.
Just a night out.
Yep.
You know, Anthony Calea did a nice concert. But I was drinking from the get-go because I was, you know, match fit from 2 weeks in Brisbane. And then the next day, could not stand up.
Like, literally, one of those thumpers.
I couldn't move off the couch. I was like, I didn't even drink that much.
Yeah.
Like, I must have because it was 4 a.m. Like, I've been drinking constantly.
Mm.
So, and I was having, you know, I'd been replaced at one of my jobs by someone 20 years younger than me, that fucking mollusk Creasy.
Mollusk.
That hurt me.
Yeah. Ouch.
Bloody, I felt that.
But, you know, it hurts. It's upsetting. It's hard to deal with. You know, you're getting older.
It had been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I was a bit depressed. I was feeling a bit shit. And, you know, things were not great at work. And eventually the show got cancelled. So that was that. But, yeah, so I was feeling a bit fragile. So I decided I'd have a couple of weeks off drinking to just, you know, if I was going to have some dark times...
It's a good idea.
Do it clean.
I didn't want to be having dark times while hungover. Because you have... Like, you're full of fucking remorse and self-doubt and all that shit anyway with a hangover. Yes. So you don't want to be going through that every day and then have a hangover on top of it.
Yeah. Also, if you're doing a time where you need to make decisions,
try
and make them with a clear head, kids.
Yeah. And so I took a couple of weeks off and in July last year and I haven't gone back on.
Sober all that time.
July last year. Where are we now? We're May.
Yeah.
So it's 10 months.
By the time this goes up, it could be July again.
Yeah. It could be 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because we're recording, it doesn't mean I'm going to fucking edit it. And
yeah,
put
it's
on.
Interesting, isn't it?
And yeah. How's it been?
Fine. Mm. I worried, like, that I was not going to be me. I thought, oh, maybe all of my bravado and my behavior and my personality is...
Alcohol-induced.
Yeah, is yeah. from, as you say, drinking while drinking. And there was, I think it was, I was at a dinner for Em Rusciano's birthday, which she decided to have, like, months before her actual birthday, because the comedy festival was coming up. She couldn't be bothered, you know.
Yeah,
she needed to have it now. So I went to this birthday party. And again, this story involves Thomas Jaspers, who was showing photos of some guy he'd sucked off,
yeah,
and his penis on his phone. Right. And the guy had
he's got a bit too much class sometimes, yeah, Tom. That does. Is all I would say about him.
Oh, you should see what goes on in our lounge.
So Creasy and all of those are all laughing at it, and there's some straight people on the other side of the table who are like, "What? Why does his dick look like that?" Because you know, straight boys don't look at each other's dicks when they're turgid. It's a weird
I guess
thing.
Not. Yeah, right.
They look at them floppy, but not when they're hard. It's like, oh, right. No, if you're excited, get away from me.
Well, you've been going around offering.
So yeah, they're kind of looking at it, going, "Why is it like brown and the rest of him's pink?"
Mm.
And the obvious answer is that. Because it's full of blood, it goes a different colour than the rest of your body.
Mm.
But of course, me, I chose to say...
It's covered in poo.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Yep. At that moment where there was a real hush in Shane D'Elia's restaurant in the city. And I had, you know that pitch that my voice gets to?
Yeah.
It's because his cock's covered in shit.
Everywhere throughout the restaurant, look away, darling, look
and
away.
And there was
look
that
away.
Moment I went... Yep, I don't need to be drunk to be a cunt.
That is reassuring.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's
do you know what would good. What would I would be afraid of is how tedious everybody else must be when they're drunk.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
No, this is the other magical thing about not drinking is I get to that point. Like, I drink, well, you know, I'm with people out drinking, having soda waters. A, it's really cheap. Because you only need one drink every now and again.
No one's actually that thirsty. Yeah.
No one's that thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't go in really... I buy people rounds, but eventually I fall out of the rounds because I don't want one.
You don't want to be in the toilet every
I would be
seconds.
Pissing constantly. So...
It's covered in shit.
So...
Darl. I've been pissing constantly. You've been busy, Trashley? I've been pissing constantly.
I can barely get out for my number in the second act, love. I'm pissing so much.
I'm on the pissing diet. I'm on the soup and pissing diet. You have soup for 2 days, then you piss constantly for 4. I'm on the soup and urine diet. It's great.
I'm
not allowed any sugar, but... But you have to piss for 3 days out of every 7. I'm pissing now. I've had a funnel fitted.
I've got a catheter, love.
Just drain straight out from me into Maria Venuti. It's constant.
She's also on the diet, but I didn't tell her.
I'll tell you what, Dale, I've lost 35 kilos and they've eased water restrictions in Western New South Wales. It's the best thing that's ever happened. Anyway, I'm doing Les Mis in Sydney.
Oh my god.
The Trevor Ashley soup and pissing diet.
You forgot it needs a 5 spice and you put it in a bag.
Oh yeah. And boil it for 67
boil
hours.
Boil it for 67 hours.
Put it in a bag. With some 5 spice and some Worcester.
Kill a hitchhiker, simmer until brown.
But yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking about finding drunk
people
tedious.
Oh, yes.
So there comes a point in the night where I... Like, and people don't become as tedious as I thought they would, as early as I thought they would. Like,
yeah, right.
I'll get to like 1 or 2 in the morning and be like, I'm actually now tired. And the couple of times where people have become tedious, I have my car.
Yeah.
And I drive home.
And also, if you've got a level head, it's really easy to extricate yourself from a drunk person.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, the other thing is, like, you know when people, like, there's your friends who are drunk and you put up with their behaviour, like, as we do. We just enable one another. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who are drunk and you're like, I don't have to put up with you. You shit me. Yeah, I'm just walking away from this conversation. And they're like, where are you going? Away from you. And they never remember the next day.
Which never occurs to you when you're drunk.
No.
No.
You just stay there talking to them until you start punching.
It's like this weird sort of anesthetic that shuts down the bit of the brain that makes you think you have independent choices.
I know. Yes.
I had to be there. You just wouldn't let me get... No, you could have just walked.
You could have just walked
away.
No, I
couldn't. You know, that's really true.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I'm like a bizarre taxi service. I'll be like, okay, I'm going home. Who wants a lift?
Will you take me to Flemington?
Like, Gerald lives around the corner, so I keep going to these, you know...
Functions,
things until 2 in the morning, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going now. He's like, oh, can I get a lift? I'm like, yeah, come on.
Sounds like the perfect crime.
Yeah.
It's been fun. Also, because I'm not doing Brekkie Radio, so I can stay up late.
Yeah, which I couldn't
before.
Yeah,
that's whereas I'd have, like, before I'd have, like, two drinks and then go. And when I was on my P's, there was a whole lot of time where I wasn't drinking just because I wanted to not spend $60 on a cab.
But I always find it remarkable when you, like, when you decide to have a rest or whatever for, you know, health, or you just decide to or whatever. I always find it remarkable how much... just general convivial social occasions revolve around booze.
Yeah.
How integrated booze is with everything.
With everything.
Like at work, right, it kind of shits me. They love doing these company updates, right, where everyone's got to go into the room and they tell us all about, you know,
what's happening.
And you have tequila shots.
And, well, and this is the thing, there's booze at it.
Oh, really?
Like all.
Oh, is it on Friday, Alvo?
Yeah, this sort of thing.
To do that at the radio.
But it's but it's like you're still at work, you know. This is the I don't want to have a
beer. Have you watched Mad Men? They start in the morning.
Oh my God. But it's like, okay, the signal that we're all friends is we're going to have alcohol.
Yeah.
That's the code. The fact that we're having alcohol makes us friends.
And that we're all fun and relaxed is particularly in a corporate environment.
Exactly.
It's a very Aussie thing. It's not something that goes on overseas.
Is it not?
No.
Really?
Like when first time I went to the US and went to like, you know, like a Hollywood party. It was just before the Oscars.
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett was there. Now I'm talking to Trevor Ashley on the red carpet. Cate Blanchett was there. Leonardo DiCaprio, my very good friend Leonardo DiCaprio was there. Oh, it was so good to see George Clooney. But it turned into, like there was, the only people who were drinking were like Pierce Brosnan, who's fucking Irish.
Yeah.
And like, I think one Aussie person. Like, no one was drinking.
Yeah,
and
right.
And they ran out of alcohol really early. Because they like just
Pierce Brosnan is a huge lush.
Yeah. I know. I got chased by someone because I went up to the bar and I went, oh, can I have a glass of wine? And they went, oh, we've only got this one. It's for Mr. Brosnan. And I went, yeah, he sent me to get it. And then I had it in my hand and he was coming towards me and I just ducked. It's somewhere.
You stole wine from Pierce Brosnan.
I stole Pierce Brosnan's last wine.
You stole wine from the
least
successful
Bond. At Harvey Weinstein's
Bond.
Party. I could have been in trouble.
Totally.
Oh my
No, he wasn't the least successful Bond. That was Timothy Dalton.
Oh, Timothy Dalton was.
Actually, George Lazenby was the least successful Bond.
Yeah, Lazenby.
In fairness, all the Bonds did save the world, so it's relative.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Just, you know, you meet friends, let's catch up for a drink. Let's have lunch, you want a drink?
Yeah,
do you want to, you know?
Yeah.
And I just use the word now. I say, oh, you want to catch up for a drink after blah, blah, blah. Even though I'm not going to be drinking. I just assume other people will be. It's a drink.
I mean, drinking's quite nice, but it's surprising how ingrained it is.
Yeah. Mm. And also this that we do, like, you know, we drink before we talk normally.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
weird
to be sober.
Yeah, the weird obsessive binge drinking.
I even did turn up with two bottles of champagne.
Yes.
just out of habit.
Yeah. Oh, should I go and...
You can open one.
Should we open one?
You can open one if you like. Go on.
Toby?
I'll have one.
Is that all right?
Sure.
Can I have a soda water? Thanks.
Sure, I'll just be in the background.
All right.
I love that you just... It's a long cord. No, don't take it.
No.
I'm not going to mention everything tipping off the table onto the floor. Yeah, have the
nice one
first.
Is that one nice?
Yeah, that one's nice. Okay. I don't know. That was a present from
There'll
a
There'll be
kid.
Some glasses in one of those cupboards. Okay. There'll be
remnants of glasses from the last time we were here.
Something. Are there some on the top shelf? I think there's some on the top.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is going to be excellent.
Yeah. We can't even hear him. It's ridiculous.
Can't even hear him.
We'll just delete this.
Yeah, we won't, just won't use this bit.
But but yeah, it's been weird.
Mm.
It's been interesting. You know what's been the hardest is, like, it's taken me a while to be okay with other people the way they behave. Because it's other people freak out.
Like, oh, right.
Like I try not to say anything about it because it's... I don't know what he's... Oh, he's on the soda water.
Right. So when you say to someone, oh, no, I'm not really drinking, and they're like...
Well, yeah, I just try to say, oh, why no, I'll just have a soda water, and people go, are you not drinking? I'm like, oh, yeah, not tonight. Like, yeah. I'll try to... Because I just don't want to have the conversation.
It becomes a huge deal.
Yeah.
It becomes a huge deal. Why aren't you drinking? And then people jump
What's
to conclusions.
Wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, sorry, I'm just getting the champagne. That's very true. You need to have, in Australia, you need to have a reason
to
not drink.
You need to have a reason not to drink. Well, this was the other thing with Americans. Like, when I met Andrew G's then wife.
Yes.
Who was a movie producer and an actress and stuff. And I was saying, like, I've noticed that you guys don't drink much in the US. She goes, no, we don't. Because she was hanging on nursing a glass of red wine and I'd had about 14.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, no, we don't really. I went... Is it everyone? And she's like, you people have a problem.
Yeah.
Like, your whole country has a problem.
Mm.
And it is really ingrained in our culture. Mm. It's like there's something wrong with you if you don't drink.
Like, it's fine to drink, don't drink, whatever. But it's, as you say, the presumption or the like the fact that...
That's my bubbly water. Oh my god. I forgot what an annoying cunt he was.
Who invited him?
I told you we could just do this on our own.
No, I mean, like, in the first place, in like 1998.
No, I'm fine for soda water.
I mean, like, from 10 years ago.
I don't know. Oh. I've been asking that question all of my life.
So, yeah, so all new improved...
Ready for a refill,
We can't... Those people, poor people can't even hear you screeching.
All right.
The only person who can hear you is Paul Peter. Stuck in Toby's lounge room. Peter just grunted.
So yes, all new sober Poofcast.
Yeah, well, slightly.
Well,
sober.
Somewhat.
You two are drinking.
Give it a second.
Oh, strike me pink. Oh.
But yeah, and it's not like I feel like I'll never drink again. It's just like I keep saying, it's just not today.
Well, this is the point of the discussion, isn't it? That that, you know, you might start or you might not, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to have a drink on New Year's.
Yes.
And we were at the... I went to the ABC, you know, they broadcast New Year's.
Oh, yes. Yes, that went well, didn't it?
That did go well. Do you know I did sarcophaguses on TV.
Did you?
Did you?
Yes.
And
no, on New Year's Eve.
How did... Go down.
I made. Well, Jill's really good. Josh Earl is really good at playing along to really terrible gags. Mm.
Yes.
Like they're new and fresh.
Right.
And I said, you'll know when to jump in and stop me. But can you correct me when I say sarcophaguses?
Right. Well, was this on New Year's Eve or on Spix?
On New Year's Eve.
Right.
And yeah, so I did, you know, sarcophaguses, and he goes, sarcophagi, and I'm like, well, it's Molly's house. Of course. Oh, yeah, that's enough, Adam.
That is shameless.
I know, it was awful.
I feel sorry for Australia.
Yeah. And we did come on just after Giggle and Hoot, so no. That probably wasn't the best time to do it.
Is it any wonder we drink? Jesus.
But I felt like a drink. I was like, yeah, I'll have a glass of champagne tonight. But it was sponsored by fucking DeBortoli.
And
I don't know if you've ever had any of their sparkling wine. Even their premium shit tastes like shit.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things I was like, oh, I haven't drunk for so long. I don't want to jump off the wagon for... Bleh.
I imagine it's the sort of thing you get used to too.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, at what point did you have to could you kind of stop thinking about it?
Oh, you always think about it because everyone's always doing it. Like, it's not a... And it's not like... You know what I realize now? It's not like I had a huge problem with it. I just... It was a habit.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't an addiction, or it wasn't like I was...
No, you're never drunk.
I wasn't running away from my problems by being drunk all the time. Like,
you were often drunk.
I was often drunk. But, yeah, so it just was something I did because... Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink a bottle of wine and tweet MKR. Like, that was my life. Live alone. I'm going to get a hammer and tweet MKR. So, yeah, I didn't...
do you sober tweet MKR now?
No, I just don't fucking watch it. Because I don't work at the radio anymore. I don't have to.
Come on, girls!
you miss doing that voice.
I do. I quite enjoyed it.
We don't have the technology here for you to ring up and be someone. Do you just want to come in as if you're someone else?
Well, you're just ruining the fourth wall. We're just pooing through it now.
Yeah, Adam, you're ruining theatre.
Yeah, people believe that these characters are real.
We had a really good, artifice going there.
Yeah.
This is like ripping off Mickey Mouse's mask at
discovering
Disney.
That it's... A 12-year-old.
Yeah. This is like people thought that Jesus and Prolapse and all those characters I did were real. And now they know.
It's true.
Now they know it's not true.
When you were grunty, you did it in the studio. We never pretended that it wasn't.
Oh, no, Grunty was real.
Grunty was you without the mask.
He was a real person. He just lives inside my body.
Yeah, Toby's the character.
Yeah. Sick of doing this fucking preppy little bitch all the time.
Do you think people have realised that Wes isn't real?
Yeah, Wes is a character.
Yep.
Yeah,
the reason why Wes isn't on today's Poofcast is because we've run out of money to pay for the license for the software that generates.
No, Wes was just me drunk.
It's like a Fight Club kind of scenario.
Oh, dearie me. So, yeah, I was going somewhere to answering that letter, wasn't I?
Did we have a letter?
I can't remember.
Yeah, the guy that was trying to claw his way out of Scott's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy. Oh, the drunk ironing guy. Drunk vacuuming guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what should he listen to?
I'm so... You know what I've realised is most of this podcast, I feel drunk because there's no oxygen in my head from all the laughter. It's from laughing at you fucking mental bitches.
I've had like one sip of this champagne. I am off my head.
All right, drunk vacuuming guy.
He didn't really ask a question. It was like...
he was just being funny.
He was being funny.
Point proven, you're hilarious. Yes. Get off my podcast.
Yeah. Now we've got... I reckon we've got time for one more letter.
Okay.
Oh, that one looks hard.
Does he want us to address an issue?
An issue?
Oh, here we go. We have a question from... From a lady, Bevan.
Oh.
Bevina.
Bevina.
23-year-old female.
23-year-old female.
23-year-old female.
Blood force trauma to the head.
Firstly, I'm a 23-year-old. Trevor actually reads our letters. It's turned into Green Guide letters now. It's turned into another podcast.
Can you do me a favour?
Oh, here we go.
Can you do Trevor Ashley doing that, like the end of the political ads, written?
Oh, yes.
Can you do Trevor Ashley signing off a political campaign ad?
Written and spoken by Trevor Ashley, and I live in Caulfield. I don't live in fucking Caulfield. I have a better suburb. Why do you have to put the actual suburb in there?
Melbourne. Thank you. Perfect. I love it.
Beautiful.
I'd like to trouble you for some advice. I've fallen madly in love with a man.
Mm.
Why is a woman asking us about a man? Mm. And I'm having the best, most connected, intimate sex of my life.
Well, aren't you a fucking show-off?
Yeah, good on you. But late last year, I was in a relationship with a woman that was fun, but didn't really feel complete to me. And, let's be honest.
Hey! Nice.
Nice work.
But JJ is icky and good cock is a beautiful thing. That is true.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm preaching to the camp choir. Mm. Anyway, what I did figure out in my sexuality wanderings is that I love the power dynamic of fucking someone.
Ooh. I don't get that one.
Mm. Oh, dear.
I've introduced a bit of bum stuff into my sex life with the man. Bum stuff.
Bum stuff. Great.
All bum stuffing.
But I love that. It's so romantic, isn't it? Hello, darling. Do you want some bum stuff? Let's do bum stuff.
I've only done one finger for the moment. Oh, a little
oh
bit gross.
Oh, my God.
You called yourself a lady.
Do you use your phone with that lady, finger? Jeez.
Lady Bevan.
Mister, if you please. Jesus Christ.
I love how fucking prudish we get when it's a woman.
I know. Yeah.
If it was some guy, like some 22-year-old twink, it'd be like, oh, yeah, you popped in a finger.
Do you have any photographs of this?
I popped in a finger and I get that the G-spot is where it's at.
Yeah.
But can you give me some tips on how to make it awesome without being too full on? And if I wanted to go down the strap-on road, is there anything I should be considerate of what might be really fun? And more importantly, what do I do with the big old dick while all of this is happening?
Yeah. I think what you should be considerate of is that if you really enjoy the power dynamic of fucking, is just consider the next time you decide to finger bang your man, as the second knuckle disappears, try not to scream, I've never felt so alive! Because that would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
It would, but if he responded with, neither have I! Then I think you're on.
You know what would worry me is...
I'm not who you think I am! Oh, sorry.
She's
a lady top.
She's a lady top.
She's a straight lady top.
You know, it's a long time since I last went out with a teenager.
Right.
Like 15 years or something.
Yeah, right.
It was a while ago.
Yes.
You remember that teenager.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, you know, this is the first time this has ever happened. But it seemed there was way more room in there than there should have been.
Yeah, right.
If this is your first time, sir, you should see a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your stools are obviously very firm.
Yes. He was a very accommodating young man.
Yes, though. He was. Yes. But yeah, but even when I first started, like my first boyfriend who never really had any gay sex, apparently, so he told me. But there seemed to be way more room in there than I expected.
Mm.
Had they been practicing with things?
Like the thing that the toilet rolls go on.
Yeah. Or a rolling pin or something.
I don't know. I don't know what they've been doing.
All right, so she's a lady top.
She's a lady top.
She's been finger banging Brad.
Yeah.
Right, it's going okay.
Yep.
And like she's
thinking of getting into pegging. Pegging is what it's called. It's
pegging.
What it's called. Pegging is when a woman puts on a strap on.
What are you doing?
He's just showing us one that goes in both holes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a vibrating double-ended
strap-on
dildo.
But it's a dildo that goes in a lady's vagina and then she can...
So does she have the big bit or the little? Because the one end's really small.
They're like those, you know, self-tapping screws that you can just put into a wall and hang a picture off.
That's like the yin and yang of dildos.
Yeah, wow. That's doing double duty. Yeah.
Thank you, Pedro, for your tech support.
My question is whether Lady Top can get the same, because like she's obviously in it for the sort of, as she says, the power dynamic.
Yeah.
Whether she can get those same thrills without necessarily having to bum him off.
Well, he seems quite amenable to...
To being bummed off.
To being
bummed off. Sure. In which case, love, there's no trick to it. Just keep going till it stops.
Just start small.
I had a friend who used to, who was totally bang up for bumming guys off with a strap on. And
they were
mad for it.
It's called pegging.
When a woman puts on is that what it's called?
Yeah. Pegging.
When a woman, I thought there was some weird shit with clothes pegs that was going on.
It's called pegging. There you go. Pegging.
Why is it called pegging?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Look it up on the net.
It's because it was invented by a woman called Peg.
Peggy.
I've been doing Ron up the bum.
Yes.
Oh, have you now, Peg? Yes,
have you, Peggy? Have you, Peggy bum stuff? Oh, that's...
I've been doing Ron up the bum, and we often show people at Rotary.
At Probus.
Demonstration of
I'm getting this from the Wikipedia.
Right.
The neologism pegging was popularized. No, I'm sound drunk.
Now you're drunk.
Yeah. I'm just because you two have had one sip.
Jesus.
When it became the winning entry in a contest in Dan Savage's Savage Love Sex Advice column. Oh, there you go. Held after an observation was made that there was no common name for it.
There you go.
Pegging.
So they just made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, aren't all words just made up?
Yeah, but still.
I guess so. It's a fair comment.
Pegging.
Anyway.
Just go for it.
Go for it. Start small, though. Start small steps.
Yeah.
Don't go for the full latex fist just yet.
Yeah, don't shut with like a tire iron wrapped in Vaseline, you know.
Yeah.
Like
a baseball bat covered in barbed wire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from The Walking Dead.
Oh, is that?
Oh, in the comic books.
But it sounds like she's on a pretty good thing because she said, I know where the G-spot is. I know how to find it on a guy.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's into it. So it's like, just fucking go to town.
But a lot of boyfriends are amenable to a finger.
Yeah.
But getting bummed off voraciously by some angry bitch with a fucking strap on is a different...
Stop it. You're making me hard.
Yeah, wow.
Is a different proposition.
Have you ever thought of writing romance novels?
I'm just fantasizing about Jenna Elbrickson pegging me.
Do you know who'd be into pegging?
What you do is wrong!
Do you know who would be totally into pegging? Angela Merkel.
Angela Merkel.
She'd have the biggest strap on ever.
Do you think?
Yeah, she'd been doing it to Germany for years. But no,
Thatcher would have been a big pegger. Oh, she would have.
Thatcher would have been. Oh, Dennis would have been bang up.
Oh, no wonder he never said anything. Jesus,
his mouth was always full. But yeah, finger is one thing, as we have all experienced.
Yes,
at
but,
least once.
But a dick or reasonable facsimile in South Australia is a different question, isn't
the
it?
The other thing is...
Speaking of power dynamics, it's a whole other question.
It's a whole other question.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, you've had a number of things shoved up your date.
Yes. Yes, I have. Things and people. And foodstuffs.
Most of our dick.
Yes, I have.
I want to know, because I've never... I don't think I ever have.
What?
Had the dildo up there.
Oh, right.
Is it a markedly different experience?
Yeah, it is. It's never the same.
It's never the same.
It's like vinyl and CDs, Adam.
Yeah, it really is.
It's the warmth. There's no warmth.
It's
that digital clarity is, you know, you get everything, but there's no warmth.
There are three stages to this.
Yes.
Okay. There's having a penis up there.
Yes.
There's having a dildo up there controlled by yourself.
Yes.
Or having a dildo up there controlled by somebody else. And they're three very different situations and feelings. Right.
So when it's controlled by yourself, are you alone?
Oh, no, generally there's two-way glass.
Admittedly, the kids at the zoo aren't always happy.
Going, that doesn't look like a reptile. What's happening?
It's much smaller than the snake.
Mummy, the snake's going into that man's hole.
Worst Sea World ever.
Why is he taking the snake out of the cave and putting it back in?
Yes.
Over and over again.
Taking the snake out of the
cave and putting it back in. That's right up there with being bummed by some voracious, angry woman.
One day I'm going to read the Jungle Book and just vomit. Take the snake out of the cave.
He's the one that put it in the reptile house. God. I just ran with the story.
Isn't everything terrible?
Yeah. Anyway, it's never as much fun when you're doing it yourself.
Right.
Because, you know, actually being surprised by... Oh, okay. Oh that's
If it's a surprise, perhaps you should let someone know. Like,
that was the weirdest tram ride ever. But if somebody else is doing it, it can be okay. But it never feels quite the same as a dick.
As a dick.
Mm.
Right.
The dicks are the best.
What
like,
about...
dicks are just like the best.
Well, as our friend Bevina just said. Mm. What about the double-ended... Because when I've seen that in the movies, no one seems to be enjoying it. Like, everyone looks a bit gingerly kind of backing onto it.
It does seem to require a certain amount of athleticism.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It's a bit more like Dirty Pilates than...
Yeah.
who I believe sang for Greece in...
But like when
and
you
this
see
is Dirty Pilates.
Dirty Pilates with snakes and cave.
I had a snake in my cave.
Cyprus, 12 points. Last people do soir. Dirty Pilates.
I liked when Snake in the Cave, the key change was really good. I had a snake.
Hey!
Gosh, those backup dancers were supple, weren't they? Oh,
yeah. No. Oh. They all got in the 1K.
Yes.
The Dirty Pilates dance explosion.
I'm crying.
Oh my god!
It's one of those.
The Dirty Pilates dance explosion.
This is why we don't do this anymore. It hurts. I'm tripping.
Because you would have like a Dirty Pilates body roll, a Dirty Pilates body isolation, a Dirty Pilates kickball change.
Oh god. And it could be like, get straight to your core.
Get straight to your core with Dirty Pilates.
Oh my god.
I really want to know about the double ending.
That is actually
double
quite
ending.
Fun.
Yeah.
I have been on the other end of those from a few people.
But is it just awkward?
Like the it's like trying to spoon. Like there's too many limbs to go in too many places.
When I've watched it in the movies at the dirty cinema, I've got to do my Dirty Pilates.
Yes.
They always kind of seem to be backing onto it really gingerly. It's like,
oh, you've got to ease into it.
Is it going to go too far up me or him? Like, who's...
See, that worries me too. And when you pull it out, you kind of compare tan lines. Just to see.
I so wish I hadn't asked.
Oh, well, in fairness, Phil, you do have a very short torso.
Oh, God. Like, last time I did it, I won a teddy.
Do you point at them and go, how deep is your love? Is your love how deep is your...
Maybe it's like when you're trying to cut a cake, you know, and you don't want to be greedy.
Yeah. Yes.
You want to cut it exactly halfway.
Oh, is that what it is? It's like you're trying not to put too much of it in.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's like you leave some for...
It's like stealing the blanket.
Yes.
You know? I'm right on the edge over here. What is this?
Hang on. I'm on the edge of the... Yeah, no, I'm okay now.
Meanwhile, your friend is like,
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, let's
just leave that
let's
there.
Let's leave that. Let's leave this in Dirty Pilates, man.
There you go, Bavina. You need to explore the work of Dirty Pilates.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure they've got it at some community hall or something.
Oh, and to answer your other question about what to do with his dick is like, if you can reach, give it a tickle, but don't, like, he'll sort that out for himself when you're banging away back there.
Yeah. Water finds its own level.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be fine. That's been the Poofcast. Oh. There may never be another one.
I'm exhausted.
I don't know if I could do this ever again.
Oh, God. I don't know. But thanks for coming. Yeah.